This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. intelligence is pinning the order that led to the killing of a Washington Post columnist on the Saudi Arabian crown prince. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
An American official familiar with the conclusion tells the Associated Press that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Khashoggi was never seen again after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd to pick up documents. Saudi Arabia continues to deny any official involvement in the killing, but Turkey continues to press for more information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he has answered a series of questions submitted to him by Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office Friday that he answered the questions easily this week about the special counsel's ongoing probe into the 2016 election and possible ties between Russia and the president's campaign.
You have to always be careful when you answer questions with people that probably have bad intentions, but the questions were very routinely answered by me.
The president did not say when he would turn over his answers to Mueller. The special counsel had signaled a willingness to accept written answers on matters of collusion, but Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has said repeatedly the president would not answer Mueller's questions on possible obstruction of justice. An Oscar-winning screenplay writer, William Goldman, died Friday. He was 87. Goldman won Academy Awards for the comic western Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and the political thriller All the President's Men. His other credits include Misery, The Stepford Wives, Marathon Man, and The Princess Bride. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A U.S. government judge ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials Friday. They were suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference last week with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the government's action, saying that CNN was likely to prevail in demonstrating the reporter was denied due process in the credential revocation action. Outside the courtroom, Acosta said that he was confident of victory in this case.
I was confident, and I felt that this would be the result at the end of the day, that our rights would be protected to continue to cover our government and hold our leaders accountable.
CNN's attorney declared that Kelly's decision marked a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Trump commented on the decision, saying he wants total freedom of the press, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House. President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit fire-ravaged areas of California on Saturday. But as AP's Ed Donahue reports, residents of the state have mixed feelings about the presidential trip.
Ron Smith lost his home in Paradise, California. He hopes President Trump brings relief.
Bring the president. Bring the Congress. Bring them all. Take a look at this.
Charlotte Harkness also lost her home. She likes the president's gesture, but thinks he should stay home.
It's already a zoo here, and I don't care who the president is. He needs to wait.
Terry Lee feels local people are doing a great job, and the president is not needed.
I think it's just showboating. He'll come in and try to take credit after he's insulted the firefighters.
The president had posted a tweet blaming wildfires on poor forest management. He later thanked firefighters for their incredible courage. I'm Ed Donahue.
And local officials in California now say that 71 people have died in the Camp Fire in Northern California. In Georgia's race for governor, Democrat Stacey Abrams says she is dropping plans to challenge the results of what she called a flawed election. But Abrams made a point Friday to say she is not conceding the race.
Concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Abrams' decision effectively ends her challenge to Republican Brian Kemp. Kemp is Georgia's former Secretary of State, and Abrams and voting rights activists argued for months that Kemp had mismanaged the election system in his post. And a hand recount began Friday in Florida's acrimonious U.S. Senate contest after an initial review by ballot counting machines showed Republican Governor Rick Scott separated by 13,000 votes ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.